Okay, here we are.
The three of us are drinking beers and roasting marshmallows around a fire on the beach.
What do you want to do about that?
The sand is cool against our feet. The sea is crashing. It's sunset now on a secluded beach. The sky's on fire. A painter's stroke of blues and oranges. And wispy, lovely clouds. You're sitting in between my best friend's legs. The mouth of the beer bottle nestled between your seductive lips. You look so beautiful. And so contented against him. His hands enveloping your body to keep you warm. We're reminiscing of the drive down from the coast, the trials and tribulations along the way, the engine failing on the VW bully oldtimer. You poke fun of me for how upset I was, and do an impression of my voice, which makes me laugh. You're the funniest woman I know. And to be honest, the most beautiful. I love the way your face lights up in the firelight. So much so it's hard to look away. Especially now as you bite into your marshmallow. Hot and oozing at the end of the stick. A strand of sugar settles on the side of your mouth. He takes his finger and rubs the strand away. You bring his finger forward and insert it in your mouth. And start to suck slow and sensually. Your eyes on mine the entire time. I look away and feel aroused. And watch the sea as I finish my beer. I can hear now that the two of you are kissing. Suddenly, I yawn and stand. I stretch and excuse myself, gathering my things, and head into the camper van to sleep.
Good night.
Good night.
The two of you call. It's nice to be ensconced in the van now. The doors flung open with a view of the dark sea. I'm lying on one side of the van, unable to sleep. The light chains inside, romantic and twinkling. I'm thinking of your mouth. I'm thinking of the look we shared as his finger entered your mouth. I'm wondering how we're all going to fit, how we're all going to sleep tonight. The two of you are off in the distance, brushing your teeth, changing your clothes, intermittently making out. My eyes flutter slowly, and eventually, I manage to fall asleep. Some hour or so later, I awake to the sounds of kissing. And through my grogginess, I see you're laying next to me, dressed in a long t-shirt and cotton panties. Your legs keep grazing my own as my best friend's hands cup your head, as his tongue swirls against your own, your hands grasp and slither up his naked back. His hands travel down between your legs. His thumb caresses your clit through your panties. And the camper van fills with the sounds of your desire. You're squirming and writhing beside me, your arms and legs occasionally caressing my own. The space in the van is so small that your buttocks keep pressing up against me as he continues to kiss your skin, as he pushes the cotton back to finger your wet pussy, your thighs clutching eagerly at his hands. I pretend I'm still asleep, hardly moving as I watch, not wanting to come off as a creep. My heart is pounding in my chest at how hot this is. A boner swells in my shorts as your ass keeps shoving up against my dick. You flip onto your back now as he continues to kiss you, his lips sliding down from your mouth to your neck as you stifle your laughter and push him away.
Stop it.
Warning against hickeys. His mouth grabs your breasts instead, your t-shirt hiked up, his tongue licking and sucking on your hard nipples. Your breasts look so nice as he squeezes them between his hands. You are groaning in delight but trying to keep the noise down, your hands rubbing across the mattress and grabbing the foam, your hands sliding up my thighs as if by accident and up towards my very hard cock. I stiffen and lie still, not wanting to give myself away, until you turn over now to face me.
We know you're awake.
You whisper gently. My eyes flutter open. You smile at me cheekily, and I can see him hovering above you, grinning at me too. Before you press your head against my own, kiss me. Your tongue tasting minty from the toothpaste. Take my hands and bring you closer. You sit up and straddle me. He takes your panties off from behind, as well as your shirt. You're naked and on top of me, your strong thighs either side of my hips, your breasts hanging down above me, your hair wild and free. He's kissing along your spine, his hands cupping your breasts as you arch your body. It's beautiful before me. I sit up to remove my shirt, and you help me with my shorts and briefs, until I am naked too.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.